Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon
on Today FM.
Hello, Ireland. Good day. Welcome to Monday. A new week, a short week. Oh, nice short week. 4 days. Yes, please and thank you. Delicious.
Yeah.
Musical.
Yeah.
Following on from my tuba success, my tuba victory,
okay,
as part of the big busk on Friday, I was alarmed to be unable to reach the Adge. It's the Adge of Adgic. In a whoa, whoa, ho,
it's magic.
It's that it's a problem. It's only when you start singing it, you realize, Jesus, I don't think I can get there. There we go. It was on the Adge a minute ago. It's magic. You know. Can anyone hit the edge of Adgic for us? 0874 100102.
Ho, 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 it's magic. You know.
I can't do it.
Start lower. Start lower.
Ho, 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 ho. Right.
Ho, ho, ho,
it's magic.
You know.
Never believe it's not so. Ho, 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 ho. No, I'm not even in tune then, you see. No. I'm just tuba-ing with my ho, ho, ho.
It doesn't suit your register, right? Does
That's
it?
What it is. It's my register's just, I've got a wonky register.
Ho, 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 it's magic. You know. Never believe it's not so.
Know your limits. Know your understand your shortcomings.
Today FM.
DJ Snake and Justin Bieber. Snakey and Biebs. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, very good afternoon. It's Monday. Hope you had a lovely weekend. It's absolutely disgusting. Weather-wise in Dublin, it's absolutely, as the Dubs would say, manky.
Oh, it's manky. I was like, Orla,
where are you from again?
Dublin.
All right. Would you say it's manky? Would you say that?
I would absolutely say it's manky.
She would say that.
Would you say it like that? Do you say that a lot? Do you say
on occasion.
You see, I find it very hard to understand Dublin people. Good day. The gang's all here.
Hello. Hello.
That's Orla. That's Orla there. That's Orla. The Oscars were on last night. Did you hear any about this Oscars thing? This
Oscars,
the Academy Awards, the Academy of Arts and Motion Picture Sciences. They're their big gala last night in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, Los Angeles. Apparently, that was on. Also last night, the finale of The Last of Us was shown. I think in America. If you have a dodgy box, they've shown it last night or tonight. It would be on for. Is it on Sky Atlantic?
It's available to Irish viewers on a Monday.
On a Monday.
Yeah.
So what they do is over there, they show it on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
And there are some diehard fans that would watch it like in the middle of the night on the American version. Now, I knew it was going to be ending last night. So I haven't watched a single episode of The Last of Us. And I knew it was going to be ending on Sunday. So I thought, now I can finally bite the bullet. And on Saturday evening, we watched our first episode. Well, when I say we, my wife watched 5 minutes. I was like, no way. This isn't for me. Good night. I'm going to bed. So we watched 5 minutes together. The first 5 minutes of it are basically like a dire warning about the arrival of a fungus that's going to kill everyone. And that's all it was. It was just a guy saying, there's a chance this is going to happen. And when a TV show opens with a dire warning about a fungus that's going to kill everyone, it's a fairly good shout that fungus is going to show up at some stage. And at that point, my wife was like, do you know what? I think I'm just going to leave it. So I ploughed on my own and I got 2 episodes in. The first episode is like an hour and a half long. And then I watched the second episode. And apparently the third one is amazing. It's got Nick Offerman in it.
I've heard. I haven't watched any of The Last of Us and I'm almost certain it's not for me, but I want to watch the third episode.
This is what everyone says.
That
even if you don't watch it at all, watch the third episode, everyone's saying. Now, I haven't watched it yet, but I just love I love zombie stuff. I love virus stuff. And do you remember, it all goes back to, I think, a TV adaptation, a two-part TV adaptation of Stephen King's The Stand. Do you remember The Stand? Anyway, text
us. This is niche. You're going right back.
0874-100-102. I watched the first... It's in two parts, right? The first part is all about a virus wiping out everyone. And it's spreading. And the highways being shut down. And everyone spreading the virus, right? Mm-hmm. And then the second part, it's quite spiritual. It's like the battle of good versus evil. And I think the devil is involved in that kind of thing. Second part, not interested. I wasn't into it at all. But the first part, I must have been a kid. I must have been, I don't know, 10 or 11 when I saw it. Again, where were my parents? Someone should have said, you're not watching that, it's horrific. But I watched The Stand, the first part of The Stand, and it has stuck with me ever since. And all of those virus-y sort of, I swear to God, they just get me. So The Last of Us is now my current favourite TV show. Other ones, and I've recommended them to you before, Station 11 is one about a virus as well.
Brilliant.
And 2020, 2021, and 2022 are also
virusy.
They were also very virusy. Yeah. I wouldn't check, but we don't want a sequel to any of those. That'll be. We just leave that one. Watching the telly instead. 0874-100-102. We'll do a roll call after Innie Kamosi. Here comes the hot stepper. Look at him now. Innie Kamosi, here comes the hot stepper. Today FM, playing the music you love. And a very good afternoon. Ray's my name. So we're all called, actually. Ray here, JP. Orla Ormond. And Keith texted. He said, when Ray does that low singing, I feel like he's about to start warning me about the dangers of carbon monoxide poisoning. From Keith. What's this? This was the pilot. It's magic. So JP's suggestion was that I just sing it lower because I've been butchering the A of...
Give yourself some room.
Yeah, the edge of magic. Skim on.
Oh, it's magic. You know. Never believe it's not so. It's magic. You know. Never believe it's not so. Carbon monoxide is a poisonous gas that has no smell or taste. Breathing it in can cause sickness and even death. When you breathe in carbon monoxide, it enters your bloodstream. This lack of oxygen causes the body's cells and tissues to fail and die.
Yeah, I can see that, actually. Yeah, fair enough, Keith. I'm available for those serious reads as well, by the way. Still nothing from Smith's Toy Superstore. On show, Ray, looking forward to seeing you rocking the tuba in the St. Patrick's Day marching band on Friday. Love the show. Hey. A from Mike. Anyone wants me, by the way? There's been no approach from the Dublin parade, but I wouldn't. My expectations wouldn't be that high. I mean, if even Galway or Waterford, Limerick, Cork, if they want me, I'm available. Belfast,
yeah.
If they want me at the front of the parade,
you are very much available.
The phone is on.
Nobody is more available.
No one is more available. No. I don't even have an agent. You can get me direct. and sure, if Dublin want me, I'll do it. I'll free up the calendar.
Yeah.
It's on Friday, is it? The Paddy's Day Parade.
Sure is.
Excellent. Yeah, let me just check. Yeah, I'm available. The Stand, amazing. The cinema bit where he coughs and spread. This is The Stand. I was talking about The Last of Us, and it's giving me strong The Stand vibes, which was a TV miniseries in the, I want to say 80s, maybe early 90s. Based on Stephen King's book, The Stand, which is the size of the Bible, if not bigger. It's an absolute huge, like it, and a huge, massive, like a step, the size.
Yeah, we had a copy of it in the house when I was growing up, and I never saw anyone reading it, but we did use it. We had a little rollout bed that lost a wheel, and we used The Stand to prop up the corner.
You used The Stand as a stand.
Yeah, the very most appropriate use.
The most appropriate use of The Stand. I wonder, could you use it, because it's a huge book.
Massive.
Would you put it in the bathroom and let the kids brush their teeth? Like if they wanted to get up to, if your kid is too short. You know those IKEA steps that they use? You could, in that instance, you could also use The Stand as a stand.
Both.
And stand on the stand. If you left the copy of the book in the hallway, would it be a hall stand? If you left it beside your bed, would it be a nightstand?
He's off and running, folks.
I watched The Stand. Did you know they remade it last year from Brian? Brian had no idea. I'm going to have to look it up. The thing is, though, generally with these remakes, they're not as good as the originals. Same with It. They remade It, and apparently it's freakier and darker. But no. Not my,
oh, is that the one with the Skarsgård as Pennywise?
Yeah, one of the Skarsgårds.
Yeah.
And Ray, forget the TV show The Stand. Read the book. It's 100 times better, from JD in Wexford. Here's the thing, right? Someone did this with me, where they said, do you know what? Forget the movie's It. Go and read it. So I started reading it, and it's long. Like, it is long. I mean, you got to clear your... Yeah, I'll clear my calendar. I'm available. it's long. And you're like, you are like, seriously, you got to commit to it, right? And about three quarters of the way through, it gets really weird. There's, you know what I'm, if you read it,
yeah,
there's a bit with a turtle and it's, yeah, it gets freaky. And at that point, I'm like, I've come so far into it. It's not even three quarters. It must be like, it's well into 8/10 of it. It's not far from the end. The finish line is in sight. And then things just get weird. Like, I'm reading it, I'm going, I'm not reading this anymore. I'm done. So I never finished it. Avicii, Hello Black, wake me up at Today FM. Feeling my way through the dark. Avicii, Hello Black, and wake me up. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love, Ireland. Good day. Shaz texts us. She says, Ray, I'm thinking of having a parade in the back garden on Friday. It'll probably be just to the two kids, but your tuba would make a great addition. Are you available? From Shaz. Shaz, let me just check. Yeah, I'm available. I'm sure my own kids might have something to say about that. They're like, can we go to the parade? What parade? I've no idea. What are you talking about? Parade? No word of a lie. We've kept the St. Patrick's Day parade a secret from my children. What? For their entire life. Because I don't want to take them.
Oh. Watch it on TV.
Yeah, you're watching the telly, yeah.
Yeah.
They want to go, though. We live in Dublin. I mean, we don't have much of an excuse. We could go into Dublin City and watch the parade. The thing is, there are crazy people like this. They go in at like 7 o'clock in the morning and bring stepladders so they can get a view of the parade.
Just bring a copy of The Stand.
Well played, sir. Well,
good callback.
That's
good
it.
Callback.
That's it.
That's all I'm doing today.
JP's job for 2022, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. Stephen King's The Stand on Dublin bus on the way in. Actually, a copy of The Stand each. The three of us, me, Matthew and Andrew. We put them all, one on top of another. I'll stand on it and hold them up. So that's a great idea. What about these Oscars, eh? Have you seen this Oscar thing? This is Jimmy Kimmel as the host of the Oscars last night. He was very funny. He is very... I love him. I've said it before and I'll say it again. He's probably my favourite late-night American host, given that Craig Ferguson isn't on air. And he was very, very funny. He was... Seth Rogen was there. He was there. He had a starring role in The Fablemans, the Steven Spielberg movie. And Seth Rogen, he was asking Seth Rogen if he had taken any drugs ahead of the Oscars. Of course, Seth is sitting next to Steven Spielberg, I suppose the boss.
Seth, what are you on right now? Be honest. Nothing? Mushrooms, right? Did you give one to Steven? Give him one. Let's see what happens. Maybe he'll make something crazy. Steven claims he's never even smoked weed, which I find hard to believe. You mean to tell me you were sober when you made a movie about an alien who eats Reese's Pieces all day and can't remember how to phone home? You were high as a bike when you made that movie.
Well, I just... he's just so clever. And then I suppose there was a nod to diversity and inclusion. They said it was a great year for diversity and inclusion.
It was some year for diversity and inclusion. We have nominees from every corner of Dublin.
Yeah.
Five Irish actors are nominated tonight, which means the odds of another fight on stage just went way up.
Hey, not fun, not cool. We're not down with that. Generalizations and stereotypes. Down with that sort of thing. Of course, there was the big fight last year with Will Smith getting up and slapping Chris Rock. And Kimmel was somewhat concerned about that occurring again this year.
We know this is a special night for you. We want you to have fun. We want you to feel safe. And most importantly, we want me to feel safe. So we have strict policies in place. If anyone in this theater commits an act of violence at any point during the show, you will be awarded the Oscar for Best Actor and permitted to give a 19-minute long speech. No, but seriously, the Academy has a crisis team in place. If anything unpredictable or violent happens during the ceremony, just do what you did last year. Nothing. Sit there and do absolutely nothing. Maybe even give the assailant a hug.
Ray Foley.
That's very funny. I think it's amazing. Yeah, some disappointment for the Irish at the Oscars last night. More on that coming up. I'll play some Meghan Trainor and Lenny Kravitz in a few minutes. Lenny Kravitz. Kravitz. Fly away today, FM. This is the radio station playing the music you love. If you love rock music, back-to-back rock tunes, today FM rocks. Yeah. Download the today FM app, swipe over today FM rocks for your tunes and Ed Smith on the air tonight, 10 p.m. Let's go live to Glendale, California. It's Henry McKean. Henry McKean. He's Henry McKean.
Oh, lads. Hollywood calling. Well, Hollywood, yeah.
I'm telling you, we should be... Yeah. Forget John Williams. We should be scoring the big Hollywood events from now on. Are you actually in California?
I am. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm literally about 20 minutes from the Dolby Theatre, and the traffic is pretty light today. So, yeah, I could get there within 20 minutes.
I tell you what,
it was an incredible night.
I was going to say, that's that news talk money. Oh, I wouldn't... Oh, no, yeah.
Serious money.
We'd be asking for the budget until the cows come home, but Henry can fly over to LA, no bother.
Well, I mean... If you really want me to, I can mention the sponsor, if you want me to.
No, you're grand. You're actually fine. You're fine. Come here. So were you asked the Oscars themselves last night?
Well, yeah, this is the thing. So I wanted to come to the Oscars for years and years and years. Mm. And we had this feeling when we were going to get these like 14 nominations. So I was kind of pitching, you know, I'd love to go to the Oscars. And then when we did decide to finally go, I missed the deadline because I think it was the 16th of December. So I wasn't actually at the Oscars. I was outside the Oscars. I was at pre-parties, watch parties and after parties. And remember, the Oscars really, it's about three things, and they are after party, after party, after party. So I haven't actually slept. I've been up for 24 hours, and I got to go to the Vanity Fair after party.
Wow.
And that is the biggest party that everyone wants to go to. And, you know, JP, Ray, I've never seen so many celebrities in all my life. I had to actually sit down.
Well, were any of the Irish? Because Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell...
I didn't see the Farrell, and I didn't see Brendan, and I didn't see Barry, but Paul Mescal was there, and I had to shout at him in a polite way to try and get him to come over and chat with me. He wouldn't come over, so they were all posing for photographs. I was like, come on, Paulie. And his folks were there, and his family as well, and they were speaking to Variety, which is like a sort of big trade magazine out here. Okay. So I kind of sort of tried to get in there with Variety and stick a microphone in their faces, but they were having none of it.
Never liked them. Always preferred the Farrells.
Yeah, dead to me now.
Always preferred the Farrells. Never liked the Mescals. Always loved preferred the Farrells. Who else was there?
Oh, so Naomi Campbell just walked right past me, and I just couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, what is Naomi doing there? The Rock was there. Well, I think it was The Rock.
It was a big muscly guy with a bald head.
And obviously Brendan Fraser was right in front of me. And I actually got a little bit of starstruck around him. And he was carrying his Oscar. I didn't see Jamie Lee Curtis. I'm not sure where she was. She could have been there, but she might have gone past when I had to sit down. Because it was literally 4 hours of nothing but celebrities
everywhere. They say that the Oscar's quite big. You saw it in person, did you, when Brendan Fraser was
there? I got to touch it.
Wow.
I did a Salt Bay. I didn't mean to. I kind of grabbed it. Uh-huh. And I took it from an Irish goodbye. Of course, that's a stunning story about two Northern Irish brothers dealing with their mum's death.
Yeah, one of the great wins for us, yeah.
Has Down syndrome, and he's played by James Martin, and they were there. They were at the Vanity Fair party. That's why I went, because I was at another party. I was at a consulate Department of Foreign Affairs party, and they said, look, we're going to the Vanity Fair party. So I was like, well, you know, I have to meet. You know, there was only two awards, and Richard Bainham won for Avatar, Way of Water, mm-hmm. but he was going to another party, and I can only be at one party at any given time. So I thought, you know what, let's give the Vanity Fair thing a go. So off we went, And it was important for us to be there because we needed to capture the excitement of an Irish goodbye. And we did that. Yeah. I mean, and it was a blue carpet, not a red carpet, a blue one.
For the Vanity
Fair event.
Very,
very plush.
You are doing such important work, Henry, it has to be said. You really are, on our behalf, over in Los Angeles. Is there any sense of, because there are only the two wins, two on any other year would be fantastic. But we have so many nominations for the Irish, and you would be rubbing shoulders with various people in the Irish film world that are also attending various parties over there. Has there been a sense of disappointment about the lack of?
You know, it's a bit like when you go away for a rugby match or a soccer match, and when you're actually at the game and you're away, you're having a great time. Uh-huh. I think people at home are disappointed, and you're right. Kerry Condon, I did stop Kerry Condon on the blue carpet, and she actually came over and chatted. And
lovely.
I couldn't say it to her. I couldn't say. I was being a bit Graham Norton about it. I couldn't ask a hard question.
Are you devil?
So I just said, how are you feeling? I couldn't just say, God, you must be devastated that you know, we didn't get any of those nine. But no, they were. Of course, you could see her. She looked a bit crestfallen. And I actually thought that Kerry Condon would actually win that Best Supporting. Yeah. I did. And I just thought that I loved that film, but I also loved The Quiet Girl. But The Quiet Girl was competing with All Quiet on the Western Front. So hugely competitive. Yeah. But at the same time, what a celebration.
Well, this is it. We're hugely proud of them. And we're hugely proud of you as well, flying the flag, Henry, for News Talk primarily. And as a colleague, as a cousin of ours, we're delighted as well.
Well, no, and it's great to chat with you. And I think next year you should definitely come out. Like, it's just a one-way flight.
Okay, fine. In Henry's place, I'm going instead. That's perfect. Like, that's
11 hours direct and you're here. And Bob's your uncle.
Are you going to go to bed now? Are you waiting up for this chat, or are you going to get
this? Well, I'm just trying to think. I'm actually flying home tonight, and I've got to give up my room at 11 o'clock. So, when is 11 o'clock? What time is it here? It's nearly 8 o'clock. No, I'll stay awake. I won't go to bed. I've got to
he's a champ.
Go on. I will sleep on the plane.
You're our hero.
I'm going to sleep on the plane.
Henry McKean from News Talk, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Sleep tight. Get a good snoozy poos on the plane. Henry McKean from News Talk. Our colleague from downstairs. Right, stick around. He's in LA. But stick around. We've got BTS and CC Peniston on the way. Bob Sinclair, Love Generation. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon to you. Ray's here. JP's over there.
How are you?
And joining us from Off the Ball, it's the one and only Adrian Barry is here.
Mr. Sport himself, yeah.
Mr. Sport. Signor Sport.
I can't express how delighted I am to be in your company.
Adrian, this rugby thing, I think rugby has got a bright future. I think it's taken off. I think quite a lot of... Actually, hang on one second. Let's do the rugby chat.
There we go.
Rugby chat. What?
Perfect.
Well,
no, it's perfect. Rugby. I'm out here. If you're going to play that music.
Rugby chat. Well, hang on one second then. Please hold. I got that thing. Now, let's talk rugby.
Yeah, well, I got...
Ba-ba. Of course,
question,
I
does he have the Ski Sunday music? No, he doesn't. Do you know what?
Do you know what? If you really want it, I can deliver Ski Sunday for you. Rugby talk. Now, I don't want to call it an idiot's guide, because calling me an idiot is too kind. But Ireland are going for a rare Grand Slam win on Saturday, and I suppose for those of us jumping on the bandwagon this late, we need a few talking points, mm-hmm. a few pointers, and we need to know exactly what we need to appear loosely that we know what we're talking about, Adrian.
If you want to appear loosely as if you were, know what you're talking about, you've invited the right man into the studio.
Perfect.
So the situation, Ray, is that we've the possibility to win our fourth ever only Grand Slam.
Yeah.
How incredible is that?
I was just saying,
we're getting
better at rugby all the time.
They should organise a World Cup for one.
Grand Slam is where they've won the three big things. Is it?
Yeah.
Four big things?
Four, five.
Sort of, yeah.
Is it?
Where you win all your matches.
Yeah.
Right. So it's all of the matches.
Yeah.
Okay, in the Six Nations.
Correct.
Okay, right. JP's actually like embarrassed for me, but I'm not embarrassed.
They've never won it in Dublin before. So they've won it up to this, the three previous times have all been away from home. So this is a unique opportunity for Johnny Sexton. He's a rugby player. He plays for Leinster.
Thanks for that.
He's our captain. He lifted the centenary quach.
What's this now?
Oh, this is the trophy that when we beat Scotland yesterday.
You're just kids listening. You really can't.
I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that correctly. There'll be a complaint into the BAI around that, I'm sure. But yeah, so he lifted that trophy yesterday rather sheepishly. He'll be less sheepish, I think, if we win the Grand Slam next weekend. But yeah, so that's, we've beaten all the others. Now we've got to play England, who are at a low ebb, Ray. A low ebb.
Now, are we inclined to feed into this sort of anti-English rhetoric by kind of, oh, we're Irish and waving the flag and down with the English, anyone but England, this sort of thing? Or would we be much more mature?
When you say we, so I think, let me speak on behalf of the nation.
Right. Gladly.
Forget about the 800 years of oppression.
Yeah.
We've moved past all that. I kind of feel we've moved past all that.
Really?
Personally.
Okay.
Really? That is, the phone's all over the country. People take it. What's the text number?
You feel free to take. Actually, we'll just give Adrian's direct email address.
My phone number, that'd be fantastic. And the BAI can also get in contact on that. But, yeah, no, I can't. I certainly feel as if we have sort of moved past. I've been going to Ireland-England games since the early 2000s. And, you know, the atmosphere of those would have been raw enough. Like the 2007 game at Croke Park was the first time England would have played at Croke Park. There was all the historical significance. You're standing in
Absolutely,
the crowd going,
yeah.
If somebody, so when the anthems get played, God Save the Queen and God Rest the Queen and all that stuff, was played, how would it just take some idiot in the crowd to sort of, you know, let go, if that's the right expression. And but it didn't, and it went off brilliantly. So there was all that, and that kind of felt quite raw. It doesn't feel like that anymore.
Well, that rawness isn't there, but it surely contributes to the drama or to the sense of occasion of us when it's England.
I think we still like to beat England. I just feel it's slightly less raw, sort of a dynamic to it. Yeah, but we'd love to beat them, and we'd love to beat them now because more in a sporting sense, and also we're just far superior as a rugby team to England at the minute. We've just moved streets beyond them. They've had a new coach come in the last few months. It was supposed to be a clean new broom comes in. There'll be new players and new dynamic. He's going to fill them full of confidence. And they've just gone to SH, whatever you're having yourself.
Just falling apart.
Just
falling
apart. They've really hit the decks, yeah.
And in terms of our injuries then, for Ireland, say when I, but
oh,
by saying our,
yeah,
I'm already saying our.
We've only taken ownership.
Our side. The guys who wear the green, in terms of injuries, are there concerns there?
Yeah, there are concerns. And there are a couple of players that are definitely out. Gary Ringrose took a big knock to the head yesterday, so he's out. Ian Henderson is also out. It sort of felt pre-Six Nations. If we were to have this conversation 2 months ago, I'd say ahead of the World Cup, right? It's a thing where all the teams of the world get together and they play for a cup. Happening later in the year, happening in France. Ireland are one of the favourites to win that. And I would have
so
said,
if Ireland win that, then it's the Grand Slam, is it?
They beat England again. I would have said going into that, like a couple of months ago, I would have said the only sort of, if we could keep 18, 19 players fit, then we should do pretty well at the World Cup. I kind of feel now you could expand that out to 23, 24, even beyond that.
Okay.
It's been one of the big successes of this tournament that we've had some of our frontline players, Tadhg Furlong, Robbie Henshaw, Johnny Sexton at times, Jameson Gibson-Park, the scrum half, out for long periods. And then other players have come in and proven to be just as adept in that position. So those two are out for the weekend. Slightly more positive updates today on Dan Sheehan, who's probably our first choice hooker at the minute. And some of the other players as well. So you'd be hopeful that maybe they might be okay to play the weekend. So we'll see.
But time and place then. Saturday?
Saturday. When is the JP? Saturday.
3 p.m.
3 o'clock. I've no ticket, by the way. If anybody, if you want to give out my mobile number there.
We've given your email address, actually.
Yeah, perfect.
Adrian's direct contact details. You'll be able to contact him directly. Any English people listening, they want to confront him directly, you can. Adrian Barry, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kent.
Cheers. We were good. I tell you, this rugby, I'm fully on board now. It's definitely going to catch on. Thanks to my reportage. I'm just up to what I can. Do my bit. Was it a double A side for Connor Quigley? Did they do something else as well? Was it Mama or something? Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. It's Monday, a new week begins. A short week, though. Bless yourself. Cross your fingers. Everything's gonna be okay.
Do you know what? Occasionally, you dig one out, don't you? You dig out a nugget and you present it to the nation. 1997, Who Do You Think You Are? Released.
Double A side.
What was the other side?
Mama.
It was Mama.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I tell you what. Ask me anything about Spice Girls.
Come here, did the Spice Girls play rugby, did they?
Spice Girls are going to get massive into rugby. Did one of them marry a rugby player? Sorry, what?
That was the Saturdays, wasn't it?
No, you dope. I was referring to David Beckham, didn't he marry Victoria?
Oh, sorry. I was thinking of Ben Fowler and Nuala Healy.
I tell you what, though, this rugby is... Stick with me, kids. This is... I promise you, rugby, it's got a funny-shaped ball and doesn't really... Does it have goals? It has kind
it
of...
It does, yeah,
has
sort of.
Goals, yeah.
Goals, goalposts, yeah.
And, like, the it's got a bunch of guys kind of wrestling each other in the muck. Mm-hmm. But it might seem weird, but trust me, it's going to be big.
You're in on the ground floor.
It's going to be big. Ray, even if it was tiddlywinks, I'd want to destroy the old enemy from Steve. Well, this was regard to Ireland playing England, yeah. Yeah, there's definitely, like I said, it contributes to the drama. And Ray, it's 5 p.m. kickoff for Ireland v England on Saturday. JP said it was 3 o'clock.
I'm an awful aegis.
Spoofer. Love the show. Hey. A from Caroline in Galway. C-O-Y-B-I-G. That means come on you boys in green.
Well done.
I tell you what, we'll be slamming in grand fashion. Here's the thing as well now. What's the thing where they win the three things?
That's the triple crown.
Ah, right. And what are the three things?
Well, that's when you beat, from an Irish perspective, Wales, England and Scotland.
And Scotland, right. Yeah. And here's another thing. Scottish people are big into rugby as well. Did you know that?
They are, apparently, yeah.
Yeah. Jane's from Scotland and she was clearing up the pronunciation. Oh, what is the thing called?
Oh, when Ireland plays Scotland, they play for a cup.
And what's it called?
I don't know.
Hey, it's quick.
You really can't say that on the radio. Like, I mean, there are young children listening. It's disgusting.
Quick.
Right.
Not quick.
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 Quick. Quick. Quick. You gotta really get guttural. You gotta go throaty on the quick.
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 And is that not the thing that they play on their broomsticks in Harry Potter? Where they...
No, it's close.
Ray Foley.
Is that not... And then the Hogwarts Cup or that kind of isn't it? I get very confused with sport. I stick around Coldplay next. Almighty was but a twinkle in his eye. Billy Ray Cyrus and Nicky Breaky Heart. This... is Today FM. Play the music you love. Play the country music you love on Go Loud Country Hits. Ireland's first dedicated country music channel is now live 24/7 on the Today FM app. Much like Today FM Rocks, you can download the Today FM app and swipe over to Go Loud Country Hits. Playing the country music you love with back-to-back country music. Text on 0874 100 102. Ray, we've come full circle with all the lads going around with Billy Ray's mullet. Even some of the rugby lads have it too. But you already knew that because you're an OG rugby fan from Gareth in Limerick.
Well, of course.
Ray Foley.
Ray Foley. Ray Foley.
Ray Foley.
Knew it all along. Following rugby. Come on, you boys in.
Green?
Here, I'll play Lizzo next.
Today FM's Big Bus.
Pink dancing on a keyboard. What if we just fall? Our new song from Pink. It's called Trust Fall. Today FM. Why you play the music you love? A very good afternoon.
Good day.
Yeah, the old enemy. We were talking about the old enemy earlier on. Mm. Ahead of the rugby, the Ireland's attempt win in the Grand Slam on Saturday. I suppose the old enemy, we're talking about the, you know, like the harbouring ill will, loving to see England lose. And with, you know, St. Paddy's Day is this weekend. We've also got Cheltenham.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of fierce rivalry. Actually, Paddy Power have sorted us out for, we've got €1,000 credit card. So €1,000 to spend. We have a pair of tickets to the fan zone of your choice, the Paddy Power fan zone. If you've no tickets for Cheltenham, here's the next best thing. Paddy Power Cheltenham fan zones in Dublin and Galway this St. Patrick's Day. Watch all of the racing on Friday at the Camden in Dublin and Munro's in Galway. Fan zones offer all of the crack of Cheltenham, the day's big races on big screens with a chance to win big prizes with €10,000 for grabs at each venue on the day. This looks fantastic.
Yeah, nice.
We want to do an England versus Ireland quiz, taking on the old enemy.
Yeah.
If you want to get tickets, they're doing their tickets for Munro's in Galway and for the Camden in Dublin on Ticketmaster. And remember, it's for over 18s only. You can check that out on Ticketmaster.ie. So yeah, so our quiz for the €1,000 credit card and the fan zone tickets of your choice. An Ireland versus England quiz. But we need an English person to be our... So we want an Irish person to take on any... I've got my... Well, there's English, Mike.
Oh, you've got an English friend.
My, do you have any English friends?
No. Never made friends with one over the years.
There are some nice ones.
Are there?
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Where?
Well, there's English Mike, my friend. English Mike. Yeah. Well, I'll ask him if he's available. Maybe he'll do the quiz for us.
Okay.
Hey, it's ringing.
Is that an English number then?
Let me call my English guy.
Right.
It's 0044.
I got you.
Of it, yeah. Hello?
Hello, Raymond.
Hello, it's English Mike,
English
everybody. English Mike. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon.
You sound very English, actually, English Mike.
I'm as English as they get.
Right, okay. Do you have, like, three lines on your shirt?
I have so many lines, it's unbelievable. Cut me through when I'm red, white and blue. That sounds appropriate.
Whereabouts in England are you from, English Mike?
I am from the grand old town of Her Majesty's Nottingham.
Her Majesty's Nottingham, right, okay.
Well, His Majesty's now.
And do you love England?
Mm.
Do you love being English?
I would say I'm a Brexit away from being the biggest England fan.
You're a Tory, are you? Do you love Boris Johnson? Are you related to Boris Johnson? Have you got that weird hair?
Well, some would say that I am very good friends with his father.
Oh, really? Okay.
English Mike, are you, I've completely forgotten what I was going to say there. Actually.
Okay, go.
That's random. I have total brain fart. What happened there?
Have you got a yellow number plate on your reg, English Mike?
And lots of flags as well, yeah.
And you think,
windows as well, the little flags that fly in the wind. I've got loads of them.
You think you're better than us as well, English Mike, don't you? You do.
So much better.
And you've got your king over there, English Mike, yeah.
Yes, with his big crown. There's no crowns over here.
Anyway, it's always good to ring for a chat, but really, this isn't a social call. I was wondering, English Mike, would you be my English person on an English versus Irish quiz on the radio this afternoon? Would you mind?
I don't mind at all, but the only thing is that I am going to win this, so...
that's English arrogance there for you, Ray.
That's always the thing. Mike, I've told you this a million times. As your friend, as your Irish friend, Irish Ray, I've told you, you just rub people up the wrong way with that attitude.
Football hasn't come home, but this quiz is definitely coming home for me.
There we go. Throw it down once again. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll do it in a couple of minutes. English Mike is up for it. We need someone to take him on in our Paddy Power quiz this afternoon. 0874 100 102. Text in your name and where you're from. We'll try and call you back for €1,000 to spend. Justin Timberlake, it's today. Sam Smith, and I'm not here to make friends. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. What a tune. Hi, friends, Paddy Power. If you don't have tickets for Cheltenham, here's the next best thing. The Paddy Power Cheltenham Fan Zones. They're going to be in Dublin and Galway this St. Patrick's Day. You can watch all of the racing on Friday at the Camden in Dublin or Munro's in Galway. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.ie. And it's for over 18s only. They've got the big screens, big races, big prizes. €10,000 in prizes up for grabs at the Fan Zones. It sounds like a bucket of fun in each location this Paddy's Day. So yeah, ahead of Cheltenham, taking on the old enemy. On the radio, we've got €1,000 prepaid credit card for you from Paddy Power and tickets to the Fan Zone of your choice. Taking on my friend, English Mike. Mike, you're still there?
I'm here and I am not here to make friends, right?
No, you're much like Sam Smith.
Enough,
you're not here to make friends either.
No, I'm not.
You're draped in the Union Jack at the moment as he speaks to us live from somewhere in the home counties.
The old enemy. How old are you, English Mike?
I'm 60. No, I'm not. I'm lying. I'm 30.
He's 30.
30.
He's a young English person.
Yeah.
But I'm wearing Union Jack boxers as well.
All right. Okay. Thanks for it. I think we could have bought you as a 60-odd as well, though, English Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have gotten away with it.
I flip and flop.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Okay. You stay there for me one second. I'm just going to call our contestant because I want Irish versus English.
Of course, naturally.
And here's the thing as well. It's important. It's important for you to understand as well, English Mike, that we're going to be completely impartial in this. There's going to be no bias on our part.
No, there's no need for that.
And there's absolutely no need.
I do like a bit of good, clean fun. That's all it is,
English Mike. It's just good, clean fun.
Bygones be bygones.
Absolutely.
And all of that.
We've all moved on.
Nah, of course we have.
So, English Mike, you stay there and we'll call our contestant for this afternoon. We're calling Donegal, is it? It's ringing.
Yeah.
It's the Donegal ringtone,
sure
it is.
Sure is, yeah.
Hello?
Hello, is that Orla?
It is.
Hi, Orla. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, madam?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Do you hate the English?
No.
She said three ha-has before she said no. Interesting. Interesting. We won't read too much into
that.
It's
not about hatred, Ray.
It's really not about hate. It's about love. It's about love of racing. It's about love of the Paddy Power fan zones.
We're extending our hand of friendship across the Irish.
Absolutely. This is all just a little bit of fun and good, clean fun, as English Mike is cleared up for us a moment ago. Orla, so where in the world are you? In Donegal, whereabouts?
Ballyshannon.
Oh, Ballyshannon, very good. What are you up to today?
I'm just in the door from a walk.
From your walk? Where are you? How long is your walk?
Only a quick one.
Just a quickie of a Monday. What's the Donegal weather like at the moment? It's horrible.
It's alright, rainy.
Rainy, yeah. Okay, well, that explains the quickie then. Right, here we go then. English Mike versus... Oh, by the way, do you want to say wish each other luck or something? Is that a thing
we
should... We should encourage, sort of. Sorry, go on, Orla.
Oh, do I have to?
No, you don't. Absolutely not.
I'm going to extend the olive branch and say good luck, because I didn't like the sound of that third half, but you know what? Yeah. I'm going to let it go.
Well done, English Mike. Magnanimous. Yeah. Magnanimous touch. Magnanimous English Mike. Right. Here's how it's going to work, guys. I've got three questions each. Whoever gets the most right answers wins the €1,000 credit card from Paddy Power and a pair of tickets to the Paddy Power fan zone of your choice in either Dublin or Galway. Are you ready, guys?
Yep.
I'm ready.
We go ladies first. So, English Mike, we'll begin with you. First question. Will we go Orla or will we go English
Mike? No, let's
Mike?
Go English Mike first.
Okay, we'll go English Mike. Here we go. Question one then, English Mike, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Can you name a presenter of the popular Irish television programme The Late Late Show?
Well, I am going to say, and I know this because it's a well-known fact from where I'm from, that I like the Eurovision, and I watched that Eurovision show that you put on a few weeks back. It wasn't great, I'll be honest.
Oh, here we go.
It's Ryan Tubridy.
Ryan, you're going for Ryan Tubridy?
Yes.
English Mike, I'm afraid it's wrong. We weren't looking for Ryan Tubridy. We were actually looking for Jerry Ryan.
Oh, that is unfortunate.
Who once filled in on the Late Late Show at one point. We would have also accepted Miriam O'Callaghan would have worked as well. Sorry about that, English Mike. Now again, we're being completely unbiased.
Listen, respect the quiz. It's a fair quiz.
Absolutely. Orla, would you like your first question?
Yes, please.
Which Irish footballer whose name rhymes with Bray Broughton famously scored against England in Stuttgart at Euro 88.
That's tough.
Would it be Ray Houghton?
It's Ray Houghton. Very good. Very good. Yeah. Once again, we're not going to be biased in.
No.
We're not going to be biased in any way. English Mike, here we go. Ireland are playing England in the Six Nations this weekend. What was the scoreline the last time they played each other in 2022?
No Googling now, English Mike.
From memory, I think it's going to be England had to win it, so I think it would be 103
to England, yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Even though
it wouldn't be any other way.
I'm afraid not, English Mike. I'm so sorry. No. It was actually 32-15 to Ireland. Orla, over to you. In the Children of Lear story, what type of bird did the kids turn into? What beautiful, elegant, long-necked white bird?
Yeah, they made for life, didn't they?
Yeah, they made for life. Yeah.
What is that bird?
Swans.
It's swans. Very good. Once again, not being biased in any way.
In any way.
English Mike, wishing the very best luck. Come on, England.
If I win this as well, can I get the euros converted into pounds?
No, it's actually a prepaid credit card, so you're going to be able to use it wherever you are.
Okay, in
England. In the popular kids' TV show Booley, what kind of character was Booley?
That's easy, everyone.
English Mike.
Yeah, that's easy.
Booley?
Booley.
Yeah, Booley.
Booley? Booley?
You know the song.
Well, I'm going to say... I'm just going to look out the window. I can see a tree, so I'm going to say a tree. I don't know that
it's
one.
It's not a tree. No. Booley was a snowman, English Mike. Yeah. What a shame. Orla, the GPO was the epicentre of the 1916 Easter Rising.
It's not about
no,
that.
No, once
that's
again,
ancient history.
Like,
that's a long time ago.
This is just a history question. Yeah. We're not hung up on this in any way, but
no, God,
there
no.
was the 1916. Sorry about
this. Kind of a forerunner of Irish independence, if you remember, Ray, in the 20s. Yeah.
No offence, Mike.
No offence, man.
Really,
Mike.
No.
Listen, the questions are the questions.
The questions are respect the quiz, Mike. The GPO was the epicentre of the 1916 Easter Rising. Easter Mike. Easter Mike, English Mike. What did the letters GPO stand for, Orla?
General Post Office.
It's General Post Office, ladies and gentlemen. And the Irish trounced the English. We're delighted for you, Orla. A €1,000 prepaid credit card for you. And tickets of your choice to the Paddy Power Fan Zone of your choosing. Holla, Ireland. And our commiserations to England, to English Mike.
English Mike, yes.
Listen, Mike, you've been a great sport.
Okay.
Thanks
gonna,
for joining
I'm
us.
I'm going to change my name by the Pope to Easter Mike.
Easter Mike would be, I just, yeah. Thank you so much, English Mike. English Mike.
English Mike.
Magnanimous.
Fair play.
In defeat, in Ireland's incredible victory once again. Orla, thank you so much for that.
A lot of pressure thank there, you, Orla. You were representing a nation. You know?
Yeah, you were. We were very worried. We were deeply concerned. But we were being very unbiased.
Very fair quiz.
In our treatment of the quiz, we're being incredibly unbiased. Orla, for you, a €1,000 prepaid credit card.
And
you can head to the fan zone in either Galway or Dublin if you fancy it for Paddy's Day.
Okay.
Thanks so much for taking the quiz.
Thank you. Right?
Yeah?
Love
the show. Hey! We're doing this all week. We've got €1,000 offer grabs, all with thanks to our friends at Paddy Power and the Paddy Power Fan Zones. Lil Nas X, that's what I want on Today FM, where we play the music you love. Yeah, great reaction to our Paddy Power Fan Zone quiz. It's great to see Ireland being supported and Irish fans, I suppose, flying the flag for the Irish contributor. And yeah. Hard luck once again to English Mike.
Yeah, bad luck.
Yeah, just the question just didn't suit him. We'll try again tomorrow. So much you didn't get to do on the show today, though. Yeah. We didn't get to do Grand Slam.
Right.
Where, inspired by Ireland's attempt to win a Grand Slam this Saturday, we launch our own rugby competition for grannies. We're calling it the Grand Slam. And we didn't get to do Ring Roads with Gary Ringrose, where Ireland rugby hero Gary Ringrose tells us about his favourite Ring Roads. He's particularly fond of the N40 in Cork.
Good one.
In Ring Roads with Gary Ringrose. Got some great news in my ear here.
Yeah.
Matt Cooper's on the way next.
There's a grand stretch in the evening.